You are tuning in to Two Rosses Told in the Dark, and today I am reading A Ghost in the Mirror, A Curse, and The Church. That'll be all. Hope you enjoy.
Ghost in the Mirror.
This is a scary game that young people play, that young people sometimes play, trying to conjure up a ghost in their bathroom mirror. Many don't really believe that a ghost is going to appear, but they try to raise one anyway, for the fun and the excitement. Some are willing to settle for any ghost, but others have a particular ghost in mind. One of these is a ghost named Mary Worth, also known as Mary Jane, and
Bloody Mary.
She is the Hermione of an old comic strip, but some say she actually was a witch who was hanged at the infamous witch trials in Salem, Massachusetts in 1697. Another of these ghosts is La Llorona, the Weeping Woman, who wanders the streets of cities and towns from Texas to California and throughout Mexico looking for her lost child. Still another is Mary Wales, a young woman who is supposed to have been killed in a car accident in Indianapolis, Indiana, about 1965. Her ghost is one of the vanishing hitchhikers. It is said that again and again she thumbs a ride home in a passenger car, then vanishes before she gets there. Here is how ghost hunters try to raise a ghost. First, they find a quiet bathroom, close a door, and turn off the lights. While they stare at their face in the mirror, they repeat the ghost's name, usually 47 times or 100 times. If any ghost will do, they say any ghost in place of a name. If they do manage to raise one, its face will slowly replace their face in the mirror. Some say a ghost is likely to be angry at being disturbed. If it gets angry enough, they say it will try to shatter the mirror and come right into the room. But a player can always turn the lights off and send the ghost back to where it came from. And when that happens, the game is over. Dad's friend, Charlie Potter, was a small, nervous man who was always looking around as if he was in some kind of danger. After he told me this story about his college fraternity, I understood why. The frat doesn't exist anymore, he said. It was banned years ago. We had just 9 members at that point, and we were taking in 2 more, Jack Lawton and Ernie Kramer. One night in January, just about this time of year, the 9 of us took them out into the country for their initiation. We took them to an old deserted house where 2 young men were about our age. He had been murdered recently. The murderer was still at large. We gave Jack a lit candle and told him to go up to the 3rd floor, stay there for an hour. We told him then to come back down. Don't speak. Don't make any noise. If your candle goes out, carry on in the dark. From where we were standing, we could see the light from Jack's candle moving up the stairs to the 2nd floor, then to the 3rd floor. but when he got to the third floor, the candle went out. We guessed that he had come to a drafty corner and the wind blew it out. But when the hour went by and he didn't come down, we weren't so sure. We waited another 15 minutes and got more and more nervous. So we sent Ernie Kramer up after him. When Ernie got to the third floor, his candle went out also. We waited 10 minutes, 20 minutes, but there was no sign of either of them. "Come on down," we called, but they didn't answer. Finally, we decided to go and get them. Armed with flashlights, we started up the stairs. It was as quiet and dark as a grave in that house. When we got to the second floor, we called out again. There was no answer. When we got to the third floor, we walked into a great open space like an attic. Jack and Ernie weren't there, but we saw footprints in the dust. Those led to a room on the other side of the attic. That room was also empty, but there was fresh blood on the floor, and the window was wide open. It was about 25 feet to the ground. There was no ladder, no rope in sight that they could have used to get down. We searched the rest of the house and the land around the house and found nothing. We decided that they were playing a trick on us. We figured that in some way they had escaped through the window and were hiding in the woods. The blood on the floor was to throw us off our tracks. We guessed that they showed up the next day with lots of stories and lots of laughs, but they didn't. The next day, we told the Dean of Men what had happened, and he reported to the police. The police didn't find anything either. After several weeks, the search ended. To this day, no one knows what happened to Jack Lawton and Ernie Kramer. There isn't more to tell, he said. We weren't arrested, but the college disbanded the fraternity and suspended the nine of us from school for a year. The strangest part came after we graduated. Someone must have placed a curse on us. Every year since then, around the time of that invitation, one of us has gone crazy or died. I'm the only one left, he said, and I'm in pretty good health. But there are times when I feel just a little peculiar. Ah!
The church.
There was a fellow named Larry Berger who wasn't afraid of anybody alive, but anyone who was dead scared the wits out of him. One night, Larry was out driving in the country in his old Jeep when he got caught in a bad thunderstorm. The rain was coming down in sheets. Since his Jeep didn't have a top to it, Larry started looking for a place to take shelter. But at the first place he came to, he didn't even slow down. It was an old deserted cabin, probably as dry as a bone inside, but Larry knew for a fact that it was haunted, and he wasn't going to stay there. A few miles further, he came to an old abandoned church. Standing all alone in a field, it hadn't been used in years. All the window glass were gone, but it still had sections of roof intact. So Larry parked his Jeep and ran inside. It was as dark as could be in there. Larry groped around until he found a pew and sat down. It was nice and dry, just as he had thought it would be. And he stretched out his legs and made himself comfortable. Suddenly, there was a big flash of lightning, and Larry saw that he wasn't the only one in that church. There were people sitting in almost every pew. They all had their heads bowed as if they were praying, and they were all dressed in white. These must be ghosts sitting in their shrouds, Larry thought. They must have come from their graveyard to get dry. Larry jumped up and ran down the aisles as fast as he could, right smack into one of the ghosts, and the ghost went, "Bah!" Thank you for tuning in to Curiosity Told in the Dark, and I read from More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, collected by Alvin Schwartz. There is a movie coming out about this book series and stuff, and you should see it, and you should also read the books. There are some pretty great stories on those, so hope you enjoy.